Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir Mishnayos, Rabbi Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. If Gavin Largas of Behema, Baharagas Adam, if a person intended to kill an animal and by mistake ended up killing a human being, a Jew, Lanochi Baharagas Israel, he attempted to kill a non-Jew and killed a Jew, the Nephilim Baharag Ben Kayama, he attempted to kill Nephilim usually refers to like a prematurely born baby or some sort of child that's born that won't live beyond a month, and he killed the Ben Kayama, a normal, healthy, viable child, putter. He's putter. In all the cases, he didn't kill what he intended to, you know, the type of person he intended to kill. So we'll see that that's putter. Niskavin lahakoso amostav. He attempted to hit somebody on his loins, literally, meaning somewhere in the body. And the power with which he was hitting the person didn't have the ability to kill when hit in that place. But the blow that he was throwing to him accidentally went to the person's chest, to his heart, which would be much more sensitive. And it did have enough power in it to kill the person based on hitting him in his heart. The mace and the person that did die, indeed did die, putter. That's going to be putter, and we'll see why, because he didn't mean to hit him in that place. He meant to hit him on his heart. And even he had enough power to kill based on such a hit. It accidentally hit him on his body. It didn't have enough power to kill him there, the mace, and yet he still died, putter. So again, putter. He attempted to hit someone who was an adult, and he did not have enough power in the hit to kill that adult. And actually hit a minor. And there was enough power to kill a minor of a mace, and he did. Putter. Also putter. He meant to hit a minor, and it had enough power to kill a minor. And accidentally hit this adult. He didn't have enough power to kill an adult. He obviously take much more power. But mace, and the gadol still died. Putter. Failed the kizer putter. He's lacking some sort of kavanah of what he means to do and what he did. And we'll see how the rav says it. If he meant to hit the person in his body, and indeed it was a hard enough hit to kill him based on hitting him in his body. And then he hit him in the heart. So all the more so, right? All the more so, it's going to be able to kill him. Because the heart is going to be more sensitive of an area. The mace, and he died, chayiv, he's chayiv. The kol shekein, like we're saying. His chayiv in lahakos is a gadol, v'hayibo the gelahamis is a gadol. He meant to hit the adult, and had enough power to kill an adult. V'hokhla katan, and then he actually hit the katan, the mace, and he died, chayiv. Again, it seemed like kol shekein, if he had enough power to kill a gadol, kol shekein to kill a gadol with that hit. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilin his chayiv in lahayrok ezeh v'harak ezeh patr. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he intended to kill this one, he killed this one, he's patr. The Rav will explain to us over here where the words of Rabbi Shimon should be applied. So see the Rav here. Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. V'hayavah k'de lahamis esli alibo v'meis putter. Right? He had the ability to kill the person based on hitting him in the heart, but that wasn't where he meant to hit the person. The Tarti Be'inin. Rav says we always need two aspects to mechayev rotzeach for the murder that he commits. In Eid Shehem is kavi lemakas misa. He has to have intention for the type of hit that would kill. A type of hit that is strong enough to cause death. The gam she kanu makas misa also has to be actually hit him a hit that was something he killed. So again, he has to intend for a fatal blow, I should say, and he has to actually commit a fatal blow. In all the cases in the Mishnah, in that whole first part, were lacking in either his kavana to hit someone fatally or in the fact that he actually did, and he really hit someone not fatally and it still killed the person. You would need both. Shimon Omer Afilas Kavin Lahayrus. This is the very end of the Mishnah. Does lava safer than milsa the Tanakama card? This cannot be going on the last part of the words of the Tanakama, right? That we're talking about the case of Chiyuv, where he intended to hit a gadol and has enough to kill a gadol, and then he ended up hitting a katan, so he's chayev, and we said a kol shekein. It's not going on that. Ahadika omer Tanakama, on this that the Tanakama said, he's chayev in the hagras is a gadol, v'hayavok at the lahamis is a gadol. V'ochol a katan v'meis chayev, the case he just said, he had intention to hit a gadol and ended up hitting the katan. He had enough to kill the gadol and hit the katan, and he died. He's chayev. Yeah, I'll cry, because if the Rabbi Shimon's words were going back on that quote of the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Poter Miboyle, it should just say Rabbi Shimon Poter. He disagrees, right? Tanakhama says chayev, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon Poters. Why did he have to go back and explain himself and say, even if he intended to kill this one, Vahar Gazeh, and killed another one? How the fair is Tanakhama? Tanakhama said that already explicitly. Right, you already said that fact. Ramai Afilu, what's the Afilu? You're painting the exact same case. No Afilu, you didn't add anything. not saying more of the Chiddush of Patur than Tana Kama said Chiyuv. You're saying the exact case of Chiyuv Tana Kama said was Chayiv. You're saying Patur. So, Ella, Rav Shimon Aresha Kai. Rav Shimon is going back on the very Resha of our Mishnah, where Niskavim Lahargas Abahema Bahargas Adam Patur. Tana Kama said the phrase that if one attempted to kill an animal and ended up killing a human being, a Jew, is Patur. Ha, the diuk from that would be Niskavim Lahargas Adam Bahargas Adam Acher Chayiv. One attempted to kill Reuven, one Jew, and ended up killing Shimon, a different Jew, he'd be Chayiv according to Tana Kama. Killing the wrong human being. On that, Rav Shimon says, actually, even if he killed the wrong person, meant to kill Reuven and killed Shimon by accident, Rav Shimon says, Potter. A person needs, in order to be committed for the death penalty for being a Rotzeach, seems to be the full level of Kavana for the action that was actually done in every which way Rav Shimon's holding, and that's where holding the halacha is. So let's try to get at least one more over here. It says Mishnah Gimel, Ritzeach, Shinsar Vachairim. You have Ritzeach that mixed up with other people. I mean, Ritzeach seemingly was going to be punished for being convicted of being Ritzeach, and he got mixed up with other people. Kulam Paturi, and if the Pater, everybody. The Yudah, Mariba says, Continence of the Kippah. Yeah, you can put them into a Kippah, which is a dome where people or animals, we'll see Rabbi Yudah is talking about over here. Yeah, that wherever, whatever it is you're putting into this kippah, they're put there and they die a natural way. They die from starvation. It's not killing them. It's not stoning them. We'll see what goes on over here. Again, the Rav's going to explain the case where it's not as it sounds. All cases of chiyuv misa where the people were mixed up with each other, you know they're all meant to die. You don't, they're different death penalties, right? So you have to judge them all with the most light death penalty. If those that were deserving of skila get mixed with those deserving of strefa. Rav Shimon says you don't have a skila. You give them skila. Shah strefa chamor, because he holds that strefa is the most chamor of death penalties. Bachachamim hold differently, which we're probably more familiar with, and say you don't have a strefa. You give all those people strefa. Shah skila chamor. Skila is actually more chamor. That's how we generally hold. Skila is considered the most chamor death penalty. Rav Shimon said in them to argue that Srefa should be considered more Chomer. If Srefa wasn't so Chomer, if it wasn't considered Chomer, it would not have been given to the Bas Kohen that committed adultery. Such a that special case is a case of, that has Srefa. And that shows off how Chomer it is. It's like she stands out in the Chomer of her act. She gets the most Chomer death penalty. Amarlo, they said back to him in an argument back, they said, Ilu lo yis skila chamor. No, if skila wasn't chamor, lo nit la megadef la oved avodah zara. It wouldn't be given to the megadef, one who curses Hashem, and the person does avodah zara. Obviously, both very chamor things. They should get the most chamor death penalty, and they get skila. So you see, skila is more chamor. And the haragin ba'nechanokin, if people deserving herig, which was decapitation, are mixed with those deserving chenek, which is strangulation. Rav Shimon Omer b'sayif. Rav Shimon says you do sayif, the sword, meaning herik. He holds that is the least chomor. B'chomer and b'chenek, chomer disagree on this fact too, that chenek is the least chomor. One strangulation, they say the person would get backed. So it's interesting here, there was no argument back and forth that the mission presents. There probably wasn't argument back and forth. The mission doesn't present that one, it only presents the other one by strafe and skill. It's kind of interesting why it does one and not the other. So let's see here what the Rav says. Ritzach is Ayav Vachem. Kigon, for instance, Shnayim Shayu Omdim, two people were standing. An arrow came out of them. So the Rav learns this a little differently than we might have thought the Mishnah meant, but he learns that the act of murder itself was a case of like a mix up. We'll see a case of unclarity. If two people are standing there and an arrow comes from their direction, Baharag, and that arrow kills somebody, Shnayim Paturim, you have to say that one of them is Ritzach and he's mixed with another. Right? Both of these people, one of them is certainly Rotzeach, but we say they're both Patzer. Even if one of them is holding at a level, everybody knows that he is pious. Everybody knows he would never shoot an arrow like that. Even so, you can't make the other guy chayev based on that chazaka. Right? So it's a chazaka, it's not a riot. So you can't make the other guy chayev the death penalty for that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kontan Osan Lekipa. Now, this doesn't make sense logically with what was previously said, right? Tana Kama says, Ritzeach, let's mix up everybody's potter. Yehuda jumps to killing them all on a natural means. Well, what's going on here? Masisach Surimachsar Vachita. The whole Mishnah is lacking a bit and should say as follows. The shore, Shinigmar Dinushin, Zarab Bishorim Rechaim. What about a shore that had Gemar Din to be killed? And then that shore got mixed up with other shorim. So, Kalan Osam, you can kill all the shores. All these shores are other shores that were going to be killed, it sounds like. No, I'm sorry, I should take it back. all the shores here become Asur Bahano because of the fact that this one shore, Haniskal, the shore that's going to get stoned and mixed up with them, he's not going to be batal. Even if they be 1,000, you don't have over here like any sort of bitul berov or anything. You can't do bitul. Because of this one that is Morvin has mixed up there, and he has to die, so they all have to die. Why there's no bitul here is probably because the general of Davar Chashuv for something that's that one is recognizable. You don't have bitul in every case. So in this case, the whole animal, whole ox, not going to be batal. Hilkach sokun as kulam kadeshu tiskayim mitzvah skila b'mechuyev ba. Therefore, a Tanakhama holds, stone all of them, so you do the mitzvah skila for the one that is mechuyev to have skila done. Rehuda omer, no. Rehuda says, you don't have to stone them all. Once far as that, why bother based and have to stone them all? You can put them all into the kippah. Kippah is, again, this big dome, lock them away, and they'll die from starvation. Ve'en tzarech l'sok, you don't need to stone them. Put them into this room. They die of starvation that way. We hold you have to stone them all. Rishimon Amar B'Sayif, this now jumps on to the next part, the very end. What is the most chomer death? So Rishimon says the people got mixed up between Herig and Chenik, so they should get Herig. Chenik chomer, because Chenik strangulation is more chomer. Because again, they hold that Saif, which is Herig, is more chomer. Thanks for listening. We'll continue next time.